Kroger closed 5 Pick and Save locations in Milwaukee County this summer. One of them was in Metcalf Park, a predominantly Black neighborhood. It leaves Metcalf Park with even more limited fresh food options. More than 40% of residents in the neighborhood live in poverty, and more than 1 in 4 don't have access to a car. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell examines how the closure is affecting residents.
The Pick and Save grocery store in Metcalf Park gave residents convenient access to fresh food for more than 20 years. When Kroger announced plans to close it, residents protested.
When we talk about consistent divestment from our communities, we're seeing it in real time, right? This store is leaving, Walgreens is leaving, clinics are leaving, everything is leaving. One of the things that we can do is make sure they don't leave quietly.
That's Melody McCurtis, the deputy director of Metcalf Park Community Bridges. McCurtis thinks the closure is a byproduct of food apartheid. This term, coined by food justice advocate Karen Washington, suggests that a lack of access to healthy food is engineered based on race, class, and geography, and disproportionately affects people of color. Metcalf Park residents now have to leave their community to get to a grocery store. That's not going to be easy for some of the elderly, for example, who don't have transportation. To try to solve this problem, several Black women residents and neighbors of the Wesley Scott Senior Apartments decided to test out a carpool. On the inaugural trip, the group was headed to Aldi's in Miller Park. It's about a 15-minute drive. Before heading out, Patricia Gransberry, Letitia Bully White, and Michelle Duggar shared their thoughts on the Pick and Save closure.
We can't walk to no stores to get no fresh food and vegetables. It's very, very inconvenient.
Right, it is, because I live on 39th and Mighty Key. Pick and Save was right there on 36th and Mighty Key. Can't even send my kids to run and get some bread or eggs or none of that. We really ain't even got no corner stores in the area.
And Michelle got to have hers delivered now.
And I missed that chicken.
That part.
A lot of these people in Wesley Scott Senior Building, they walk to Pick and Save with their carts. Can't walk to no store now. It's too far.
This is the first time we trying to see how it go with our community on helping each other.
Gas is not cheap. So we got to pile up. Sit on laps, maybe, and go get some groceries together.
So off to Aldi's we went. I rode with Valerie Tobias.
Every other day, I would go to Pick and Save. Sometimes it's for 3 or 4 items. Sometimes it's just for 1 item, which it would be my ice cream. And this is really a bummer to me, because now I have to go elsewhere to get it. And my chicken.
Tobias says the Metcalf Park community needed that grocery store. Now that it's closed, the nearest one is a mile away. The Pick and Save closures in Milwaukee are part of Kroger's plan to close 60 stores nationwide within 18 months. The company expects a, quote, modest financial benefit as a result. We pulled into Aldi's parking lot. Gransberry made sure everyone had a quarter for a cart.
Anybody need a quarter?
Yeah.
For their own book.
I do.
And off we went.
Shopping we will go.
I followed Gransberry. She grabbed a few items for her and her grandkids. Some buttered pickles, french fries, and burgers. Gransberry says she shopped at Pick and Save at least twice a week. She liked the convenience. She says she doesn't think elected officials in Milwaukee are doing enough to fill in the gap.
Truthfully, I don't think they really care. And that's my opinion. I think they should step up and do more to try to find a solution. Instead, we have the community doing the majority of the work trying to find a solution.
Do you think the community should have to do that?
I don't think we should have to do it, but our hearts is leading us to do it.
Metcalf Park Community Bridges is spearheading mutual aid efforts to feed its neighbors. And the Hunger Task Force mobile market will set up in the former Pick and Save lot once a month. The market offers fresh produce, bread, eggs, dairy, and meat products. But that's a temporary solution. As for the Metcalf Park seniors,
scale of 1 to 10, how y'all think it went?
10. I think it was 10. Yeah. It was nice.
They're down to carpool again. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.